With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
You're listening to the Vox Media Podcast Network.
This is not the Fighter versus the Writer, although that is the intro music. I'm Damon Martin, and today, rather than the podcast, we're actually going to be doing a special interview I did a couple days ago with UFC middleweight champion Israel Adesanya. He's getting ready for his upcoming fight against Sean Strickland, and thanks to the good folks at Stake.com, I got a few minutes with the champ to talk about his upcoming fight with Sean Strickland, what happened with the whole Dricus du Plessis situation, and if Dricus is still next, his thoughts on Paulo Costa versus Khamzat Chimaev, which, of course, could play a factor in his future opponents and things like that in the division. We also talk about some other fun stuff as well, including a potential appearance by Israel Adesanya in a horror movie in the future, which was an interesting conversation. So here is my conversation with the champ, Israel Adesanya, a couple weeks away from his next title defense at UFC 293 against Sean Strickland. Appreciate taking a few minutes for me today.
No worries. Thank you, man.
So I know you don't do a ton of media, man. You got your own channel, so I appreciate you doing this. But I'll just start with the obvious question, man. How excited are you to fight close to home and headline another massive pay-per-view?
I'm very excited. It's been a while since I fought out these ways, since my first defense of my title against Robert Whittaker. So it's a good idea as well to have all the homies. And even with the unfortunate news, Kai pulling out, Kevin Jussé, one of our teammates, who signed to the UFC and is fighting on the same card. So, yeah, I'm excited.
Absolutely. Listen, we all know what it was supposed to be on this card. It was going to be you and Dricus. There was a lot of hype for that fight. We knew it was, you know, after he beat Robert Whittaker, and credit to him for getting the job done. And then he doesn't fight. He's injured. He can't fight. And then we hear all the rumors about Sean Strickland. He says maybe it was money. I heard maybe it was visa issues. I don't know. Was there ever any concern in the back of your head that, like, maybe this wouldn't happen? Or did you actually have concern once the whole Dricus thing happened?
I just always had faith in myself and faith in the UFC that I'll fight. And I know the company, they trust me. They trust me to handle business whenever it's time. So, I didn't really have too much doubt.
Yeah. I know your focus has shifted to Sean Strickland, but I got to ask, like, did you allow yourself a minute, 5 minutes, 10 minutes of disappointment? Because, listen, we're all looking forward to the Dricus fight. There was a lot of heat there. We know what's gone on in the past, the things he said, all those, and all the backstory. Was there any disappointment that you had to switch?
Yeah, definitely. But again, I'm not mad. I'm disappointed. He missed out on his opportunity. That would have been, but again, I think it's for the greater good. It's for the greater good. So that's okay. And when it happens, it will be one of the biggest fights in sporting history. So all in due time.
You say for the greater good. Why for the greater good?
Could happen in South Africa. Could happen somewhere in the great continent of Africa. Could happen in Nigeria, Morocco. So. Yeah, I think it would be better if we happened, even in South Africa, it would be better if we had it in South Africa. I'd like to whoop his ass in his home country.
Yeah. I'm going to talk about Sean Strickland in a second, but is Dricus still next? Because obviously when you have these title fight opportunities, Israel, you know how this goes. You don't take it, whatever the case may be. Things move on. You're fighting in September. Who knows what's going to happen there? Obviously, we got a big fight coming up in October with Khamzat Chimaev making his middleweight debut against Paulo Costa, guy you're, of course, familiar with. Like, is Dreykus still next, or is there a chance he missed his opportunity?
We'll see. We'll see how I feel. And also, we'll see what's happening around that time. But, yeah, Dreykus shouldn't have thought he could sit pretty in this division and just hold on to his number one spot. I've never done that. I just go for the chances when they're there. That's how I fought Anderson Silva. That's how I fought for the title. You know, you take the chances when they're there. You don't wait and hope. So he'll learn. But we'll see. And I'll see how I feel because I call the shots.
As I was gonna say, it's kind of wild. You're more active than most of the contenders in your division, and you're the champion. I look back, I think you've had like four fights in the last, like, whatever it is, like 12 to 14 months. Like, that's wild.
And that's funny. I'm the one actually pushing for fights, and I'm even trying to have one more this year. So, again, we'll see.
Can I ask real quick, dude, can I ask your opinion on Khamzat and Paulo? I'm just curious to what you think of that fight. And is there any part of you that's, I won't say rooting for Khamzat, because obviously it'll be a new contender and you've already fought Paulo. Like, can I get your thoughts on that?
I don't know who's going to win, but yeah, I think if I'm favoring, I might be favoring Khamzat a little bit more because I like new blood. But yeah, I don't know. I just made Paulo look easy, but trust me, he's a hard fight. He's a hard fight, but I made him look easy. But yeah. I think I'm rooting for Khamzat more in that fight.
Yeah, I mean, new blood, right? Like, you want new challengers, and you've pretty much rolled through everybody else besides Strickland, who you're about to fight, and Dreykus. There's not a lot of other guys in the division you haven't already beaten, so that would be a new guy.
Exactly.
So now, let me ask you about Sean Strickland, because Sean is an interesting guy. Like, he's obviously a good fighter. You know, you wouldn't be here otherwise, but he says a lot of, let's say, interesting things, Israel. Is that a fair thing to say? Like, I don't even know if he's trash-talking as much as he just says some lunacy. Like, I don't know if he's ever actually playing mind games as much as he's, like, just in his own head. What do you make of Sean Strickland, both the fighter and the person?
I honestly think he's an idiot, to be honest. I mean, he almost didn't get this fight because of his just idiocracy. Is that the word? I don't know, just him being retarded. Like, he's just an idiot. And I don't like the way he conducts himself. Even his sparring footages that just pop up on my feed from time, I'm just like, the fuck? Who does that? Like, he's a gym hero. Yeah, so yeah, I don't know. He's just an idiot. And he's not the kind of person that I associate myself with.
Yeah.
Also, he's fugazi. Like, the way he is normally, like, backstage, he's not the same way he is when the crowd's there. When the crowd's there, he puts on the clown, you know, persona and tries to entertain people, which they love, and it's cool. But backstage, he's not the same. And I even put a little receipt, just one of them, on a little clip I did. And I was like, fuck, backstage, if you wanted to have this energy at the press conference, you could have had this energy backstage after I smacked you on the ass. But he's a fake guy.
Let me ask you this, Israel. You've been, I mean, obviously you know what it's like to go into your fights as the favorite. That's nothing new for you in your career and being champion, of course. But let's be honest, there's not going to be a lot of people picking Sean Strickland to win this fight. His coach, I talked to Eric Nixick a few weeks ago before the fight was official, and he said, and forgive my language, he said, oh, no, Israel's a horrible fucking matchup. He's like, I'm not going to lie about that. It's a terrible matchup. But, like, how do you get yourself past that? Because you're expected to win. We expect something spectacular. I mean, that's the greatness you've come to show us. But how do you live up to that? Like, how do you do that without getting lost in the, well, I know I should beat this guy?
No, I don't listen to people. That's why I only listen to me and my team. And already this guy is he's already just pissed me off with his energy, the way he comes across and the way he's tried to antagonize me. And like I said, he's an idiot. I'm not going to lose to an idiot. Like he said, he's not going to lose to a guy who jerks off the cartoons or paints his nails. Well, I'm going to paint my nails for that fight, and I'm going to knock him out with my painted nails.
Yeah, and I, you've had a lot of satisfying wins. I guess every one of them satisfying, but it's always going to be more satisfying to knock out a guy like this and do it in front of a home crowd.
And do it with painted nails, my frosted tips. Like I'm gonna paint my nails and knock them out. That vision right there, that gets me up. That's what motivates me, because I've had that vision of having my nails painted, knocking them out, and then just showing my nails to the camera. I look with my frosted tips, I knock this bitch ass out. So that vision right there, to make that vision come true, I've done everything in my power, and I'm doing everything in my power to make sure I knock this guy out.
Yeah, you, as we like to say, just like what happened with the Alex Pereira fight, you keep receipts. You remember what happens, and you will turn it back on them. So Sean Strickland may live to regret some of the things he said.
I might even go back to my hotel afterwards and jerk off to some cartoon porn before I go to the after party. Play up the pipes. Get ready for the fucking Ditches of Sydney. We'll see.
Did you say that, I mean, again, I know this is, you know, putting cart before the horse, but like, is there a chance, you said maybe one more this year? Is that realistic?
Yeah, definitely. So the like, UFC.
Yeah, absolutely. So like maybe December?
We'll see.
Two quick ones before I get you out of here, Israel. I know that just recently you had a chance to meet up with John Jones. You guys kind of put the beef behind you. I know you even said at some point you might train together. Are you planning on being in New York for his fight with Stipe? Is that one you would look forward to watching?
I'll probably be here for that fight. I've got some other obligations to do, but yeah, we talked about the fight, and I look forward to watching that fight.
Good to kind of put that negative energy behind you, whatever was between you guys. Seemed like you guys had a good interaction. I like seeing that.
Yeah, it was good to put that negative energy, negative spirit behind us and move forward as men.
And last one. So a couple of weeks, about a month ago, I had a chance to interview the guys who did the movie Talk to Me. Danny and Michael Philippou, and they found out I do MMA, and they had no interest in talking about their number one box office movie. All they wanted to talk to me about was meeting Israel Adesanya and having that. They were so excited to meet you, and I asked them, I said, listen, you got the sequel now. What are the chances you get Israel to star in Talk to Me, the sequel? And they freaked out. They're like, oh my God, we would love that. So last question, is there a chance, would you team up with those guys and make a small appearance in the Talk to Me sequel?
Fuck yes. I play, I watched the first one, and my favorite horror movie this year so far. I don't know. It's hard to beat. It's going to be hard to beat. There's some things I want to talk to them about that movie personally, but part two, fuck yeah, I'll do it. And already we're in talks about doing another more on brand film that I can't talk about, but they think about casting me as main character or something. But again, fighting comes first. I'm not doing the Hollywood stuff, you know, past fighting. So fighting comes first. And even if it's a small cameo bit, we'll make it happen. But Talk to Me, or, you know, whatever movie they want to do, I'm always keen.
Israel, I appreciate the time, man. Obviously, best of luck the rest of your way in training. You don't need my luck to say that, but I look forward to seeing you back in action in September. Thank you for taking some time for me.
Damon, you're funny. Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Talk soon. Bye-bye.
See you.
You're listening to the Vox Media Podcast Network.